Good morning, Alert Bay. Larry Hill here. Just want to acknowledge that we are on the territory of the traditional territory of the Namgoose First Nations, and how happy I am to be here with them. This is the summary of the meeting of June 27th. The Alert Bay Council meeting took place at the Legion. And again, this is, I call these podcasts now in my opinion, because I do express a few opinions in them. So we got all the regular stuff underway at 5 o'clock, and all the agenda accepted and all that stuff. We had no petitions or delegations. Old business, 39 Birch Road. There was a setback, a variance applied for it. This has to do with a kind of old construction that is kind of in variance with the bylaws that we have now. So it was moved and seconded that a development variance application be requested from the property owner for the side yard setback, and that since they already paid for a variance application, we wouldn't charge them for a new one. New business, Carson Air and the BC Emergency Health Service airstrip condition. There was a report provided for council. They are actually going to suspend operations here because of the state of our runway. So I noticed sitting here the last few days that there's been work being done on the runway to bring it up to conditions that would meet with their approval. Correspondence for action. The Summer Market Group had a request for permission for the town square use for all cruise day ships. It was moved and seconded that this be approved. There was a monthly campground application for a 10-foot camper for 6 months, and it was moved and seconded that that be approved as well. We had some discussion about that, but it went through. District of Port Hardy, a request for financial contribution for a feasibility study of the electrical backup to Northern Vancouver Island, and it was moved and seconded that a contribution in the amount of $393 for a feasibility study for electrical backup be approved. This was carried. And this is just to look into what we have in the way of alternate supply of power in the event of a power failure. Town of View Royal, a request for UBCM resolution Island Rail Corridor. It was moved and seconded that we send a letter of support. It would be fantastic to see a rail reestablishment of a rail connection up the island. And that was moved and seconded. Stand Earth, request for a support of UBCM resolution protecting BC coast from acidic wash water. It was moved and seconded the letter of support be sent to support them. And this has to do with the freighters and shipping now has these scrubbers that are scrubbing the exhaust, but unfortunately the scrubbing of the exhaust produces quite a toxic load that is dumped into the ocean and the water that is used to scrub. So, you know, I mean, they're trying to do the right thing, but it's not a good result. Town of Gibson's, a request for support hospice service funding. We sent them a letter of support too. City of New Westminster, support for library funding. And we sent them a letter of support too. Library funding has not changed in like the last at least 10 years. So, you know, we need to see some increase in library funding. International Wrongful Conviction Committee, request to proclaim October 2nd as Wrongful Conviction Day. It was moved and seconded that we support this, and we will share that in the Alert Bay newsletter. Watershed Watch, a Salmon Society, request for support Mary Cannon to provide a verbal report with additional information. He reported on the presentation that was made by the regional district. Alaska does not have to have spotters for different species, so the bycatch, everything that's caught is kept, which has a negative effect on our salmon stocks. So it was moved and seconded that we write a letter of support to them to support their efforts. Correspondence for action. HEMBC, FNHA, Island Health, extreme heat information for the community, health partners and local governments, email questions, staff response, tourism and visitor services, Canada Post landlord update, COVID-19 health and safety check listings. We moved and seconded that these items be received for information. Draft fees and charges bylaw. Staff will draft a public engagement package for information for a future meeting of council. Local election procedures, bylaw number 1, number 807. Final consideration, we adopted that series of regulations for the upcoming election. Draft the golf cart bylaw number 808-2022, we read for the second time. Moved and seconded that the draft golf cart bylaw number 808 be amended on page 10C4, second D, changed to E in part 3.1, section 24.211. Carried. And then there were council reports by everybody. I won't sort of take you through all those. They are available if you look at the minutes. I actually had an interesting conversation with a fellow about why Alert Bay is so charming. And he was somebody who had been a developer in Whistler and Vancouver and all around, and quite a accomplished person. And he was saying that the what makes Alert Bay charming is the variation and the setbacks from the road. And I did a little bit of research on this, and there's a book called A Pattern Language about building fronts. And I read a section of that to council. I don't know why it is that every jurisdiction has these setback requirements that seem to be written in stone, and yet, you know, the charming places that we find when we go and travel to Europe or South America, we see these charming villages. A lot of the reasons are that there's a variation, and some of the houses are very close to the street, and it creates the street as like a living space as opposed to a thoroughfare for motor vehicles. Anyway, it's an interesting idea, and I think we do have to consider redoing our official community plan, and I think we should think about changing some of these chiseled in stone regulations so that we can have a more interesting community. I mean, we're already doing that in the sense that we have we're allowing extra places to be, if you have the space on your lot to build a secondary house that, like a carriage house or whatever you call it, allowed. So, you know, this is going to create a much more interesting community. Staff reports, Kane Gordon, Fire Chief, general meeting was held, 8 members attended. They have a wish list that includes uniforms, new computer. Some departments have jackets and caps. The association has a fund for these items. CFO McNish suggested a meeting with the fire chief regarding budgeting. Lyle McNish, CAO, resolution to identify council chambers. It was moved and seconded that the meeting room of the Alert Bay Legion be recognized as the council chambers for the village of Alert Bay until further notice. This was carried. It's a better space in terms of if people show up, we have more room for them there, so that makes sense. Lyle McNish, annual report, statement of financial information. Following public engagement, the annual report will be on the agenda for the regular meeting on July 25th. It was moved and seconded that the statement of financial information is approved. Lyle McNish, uninsured vehicle parked on village roadway, verbal update. The vehicle was removed from the roadway within the requested time frame. There was a question period. We had some people attending, and question, does the annual report include an update on the water replacement project? Answer, the report does not show the water replacement project. It shows the water license and the water report for 2021 that the village is required to submit to Island Health annually. Question, can we get copies of this report from the office? Answer, yes, we'll attempt to have them ready for tomorrow. Staff is working at the public engagement session for the town square. A member of the public report is on the agenda. It's available online. Question, what's the initial date of the email from the BCEHS? Because the plane has landed since then. Well, the email was dated June 21st. Question, I asked today about grass cutting. I apologize to Connie and thank her for her patience. Don't cut the grass and have no tourists come here. I know about staff and grass cutting in the area where our cuts get missed. The area all around it gets mowed, but not this strip. Don't patronize me about staff shortages. That was a question. Answer, through the chair, CAO McNish responded to the resident stating that her comments in the office were condescending and disrespectful to the staff. Public Works will be consulted regarding the grass cutting in this area. Just a hint to you know, try to keep, if you do come into the office, that, you know, like it's, the staff will certainly try to help you, but that doesn't serve any purpose to be disrespectful of our staff. question. The visitor center is open 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. What is the reason for this schedule? The weekends would be the busiest time. Answer, the village has not been successful in our Canadian summer job grants for many years. This year, another local organization was successful. There is a possibility of a secondment for summer students. We're hopeful that this could provide help. Question, the brochures are lackluster. I'm not a graphic designer, but I'm a millennial and would like to offer help to make new brochures. Answer, make one up and submit it to council for review. To do with the visitor center, yeah, I'm sort of trying to look at what the original job description of that. It does make sense. I'm sure many of you agree that visitor center should be open on the weekend. So you know, I'll see what I personally can do about that. Motion to exclude the public. We did have some issues to deal with in camera, as we sometimes do. And so there was a report on those items that we discussed. First of all, staff will contact the property owner on Larch regarding the location of the fence and access to the fire hydrant. And then the second issue, a draft letter to a tenant has been approved for sending out. And it was moved and seconded that this meeting be adjourned at 6:47. And so it was. Talk to you next time. Thanks.